This is program number LW2756. Well, it actually happened way back in 1921. Hi, this is Leary West. It was Inauguration Day, and President Woodrow Wilson was ending two terms as President of the United States. Wilson's secretary, a man by the name of Joseph Tumulty, who had been with him for 11 years, stopped by to see President Wilson that day, and in his hand, he held a pardon for a Nebraska man who was in prison because he had been convicted of a federal crime. The criminal had persuaded Tumulty to help him get a presidential pardon, and trying to persuade the president to give him one, Tumulty used a pretty good argument. He said to the president, "I know someday when you need mercy, this last act will be remembered for you." Well, the president looked at the paper. He could grant the pardon with the signing of his signature. That's all it would take. But the president shook his head, and he said, "No, Joe, that case has been reviewed. The country needs a just government more than the old man needs a pardon, or I need an act of mercy." And the president took his pen and wrote the disappointing word across the paper, "Disapproved." You know, that man in prison and Wilson's secretary were not asking for justice that day. It wasn't justice they wanted. They were asking for mercy. And there's a big difference, you know. It was Benjamin Franklin who once said, "Pity and forbearance should characterize all acts of justice." Maybe so. But justice should never suffer in our demand for pity. Let me run that by again. I said justice should never suffer because we demand pity. You know, when it comes to God, there are a lot of people who think that when it comes down to it, God's not going to punish anybody. A lot of people think that. The idea is that, well, I didn't ask to be born anyway, and the things I've gone through has been punishment enough, so he'd better leave me alone. In other words, we're demanding pity. Forget justice. It's pity we demand. But the Bible says there's one thing God has to do. God has to administer justice. He has to, or he's not God. Pity, mercy, those things are a gift. That's something any of us can choose to give. Even God has that choice. But when it comes to justice, God doesn't have any choice. He has to administer justice. And that's what makes Jesus Christ, frankly, so exciting. You see, God can give you and me pity, mercy, by letting Jesus die on the cross for us. Jesus on the cross is to satisfy God's justice. You and I deserve punishment, but we can get God's mercy. We don't demand it. Not that. We beg for it. The famous Napoleon was approached by a mother one time who was seeking a pardon for her son. The emperor said it was the man's second offense, and justice demanded his death. And it was she who said, "I don't ask for justice. I plead for mercy." Well, the emperor said to her, "But he doesn't deserve mercy." And she cried out, "Sir, it wouldn't be mercy if he deserved it." That's the way it is when it comes to what you and I deserve, you see, because of God's justice. It's only because he chooses mercy that you and I can get a second chance. That Nebraska man was asking President Wilson to pardon him. That mother talking to Napoleon was asking him to pardon her son. Pardon is what we want, given in mercy. No one wants justice. Yet God has to be just, or he's not God. He has no choice in that matter. Yet he can, get this, he can satisfy his justice in our lives by choosing to let Jesus Christ die for us. And that satisfies his justice? Yes. And that's what makes Jesus Christ such good news. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.